tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to Native American tribes throughout North America, providing food, clothing, and other life essentials. Now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Boettcher. We'll pick up where we left off on Tuesday as Debbie continues with her teaching, Do We Really Know God?
The Bible makes it clear that in Christ, God provides us with everything we need for godliness. And new changes await for all of God's children because of this new power that He has promised us. The good news is that the character of His promises rest on the character of God Himself. He throws His infinite weight behind these promises that He's given us, and that means that we can count on them with our life. God can't break His promises, and when you believe that, and when you believe that these external promises of God are for you, then we begin to experience the assurance and the certainty that we are truly His child. And that leads to another way that we can know God. When God adopts sinners into His family, He gives us brand new hearts that are full of passion and love for Him. What are your deepest desires? What do you love the most? You can be sure that your deepest desires reveal important truths about yourself. And so, you know, the Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's part of it. We need to check ourselves every once in a while, have an exam, and say, where is my love? What do I desire the most? God has been so good to give this to us. We are so undeserving, and He has been so kind and so gracious and so patient with me. Patient. Took a long time to get where I'm at, and I've got so far to go. But I'm so grateful that He loved me enough to bring me to where I am now, and He's not finished with me yet. That old saying, please be patient, God isn't finished with me yet. I claim that. Yes. What a wonderful God. Well, I'm going to stop there for now, but I want to go over some of the things we talked about for those folks that didn't hear on a previous broadcast. Tell us again the story about Kate Kendall.
Well, Kate Kendall, back on the Pine Ridge Reservation in Oglala, South Dakota, recently encountered a very sort of Apache type of a hailstorm. There were a lot of hailstones the size of grapefruit and even larger, if you can imagine that. It hit some a little bit in part of the Wounded Knee community, but not everywhere. It hit Oglala. In Kate's case, she had two hailstones go right through the roof of her house. She lost all the windows on the south and west sides of her house. And of course, it pours rain at the same time as the hail comes down oftentimes. Mm-hmm. And so she has a lot of damage on the inside of her house. Her carpets and floors are damaged. FEMA or somebody come and put plywood over her roof, over the holes in it. They boarded up her windows on the one side.
And told her they didn't know when they'd be back.
Yes, and they didn't know when or if they'd be back, yeah. I think, even. And then her car, of course, was sitting outside. And she has this van that we gave her many years ago that she's taken good care of and used. We gave it to her because at that time she was pastoring the church there, and mm-hmm. she used to use it almost like a church bus and yes. pick up people. And so she had a good use for that, but the windshield was broken out and it's got huge dents all over it. And plus, it's got to have a lot of miles mm-hmm. and problems with it at this time because it was used, you know, well used when we gave it to her many years ago. So got that situation to deal with. She has need for a vehicle, some kind of help probably even with getting her house repaired and things like that. And I'm not sure, Debbie, does she live in a regular stick-built house, or is it a manufactured home or
something? No, it's a stick house.
It's a regular house, so it needs some repairs, and there's that need. And then speaking of the vehicle needs, we have at least two other locations where they need vehicles. Everywhere right now, there's high prices for gas. You know, they may vary a little. They may be as high or higher than here. And so when the limited incomes that the people have on these reservations, they'd like to have some cars that run fairly economical. Mm-hmm. At least in Kate's case, she needs something that'll run economical for her. She's getting up there in years, and she doesn't have that congregation to be a bus for anymore. So
she still ministers, though. She has a giveaway at her home. I believe I can't remember if it's once a week or once a month, but she puts tables out in her yard, and people can come and pick up clothing or whatever she happens to have. She's still ministering to the people on the Pine Ridge Reservation.
Well, and another thing that we should talk about a little more, because most of the people that are on the team, they don't realize the society back there and where Kate's lived in that community forever and been known as a Christian leader, as a pastor. They always have wakes and funerals as people die. And people like Kate and John Bush and those kind of people get very involved in that. Some of those wakes go on, you know, for two or three days, and they're involved in that, and they speak at those, and there are people that call on them when they're sick. They have to go to the hospitals, and they go to the clinics and stuff. Yeah, so she's still very much involved, I think, in ministry back there.
Yes. In case you might have forgotten, she's one of the workers that we have the privilege of supporting financially every month. I got to tell you about another one. Alex Badbear is another. Alex is actually, I believe, a nephew of Cecilia Spotted Bear, but he calls her grandma, which is a traditional
Indian way.
Yeah, you call older people grandma and grandpa, whether they are or not. Little Cecilia, she's in her 80s now, and she pastored the church
In Wounded Knee,
that's right. And she's, you know, to the point that she can't really do it anymore. She still works at the church, but she kind of retired from that position, and Alex has taken it over. And Alex is a graduate of Northwest Indian Bible School. I don't know how old he must be now, in his 30s, I'm sure.
Probably in his 30s, or at least around 30.
I remember, and Alex, if you're listening, I'm sorry I'm telling tales on you, but I remember one time he talked to my dad about a gal that he was interested in, and I don't know the details. I know that Dad told him to be very careful, and he didn't get involved with her, but we just got word that Alex has married a little gal. Her name is Laura. She graduated from Northwest Indian Bible School in 2014. And so congratulations to them. I'm so happy. And she will be ministering with him as he pastors that church in Wounded Knee.
Even before he pastored the church there that he took over from Grandma, as he calls her. You know, he was on staff at NIBS for a period of time, for several years there, and helped there. And he's always been a fine young man, and in the light of Christ has shone in his life brightly. I remember your dad gave him a car one time, kind of a nice...
A Thunderbird.
It was a kind of a nice one, one of those smaller ones in the in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he had to sell that for some reason. And he even come and asked Don if it'd be okay.
To pay a bill.
That he had. And Don told him that was okay to do that. He's just that kind of a stand-up guy.
Yeah, so I'm so happy for him that he has a helper in his work and a best friend
in
his work. Yeah, so it's wonderful. Sure. So those are kind of the updates. Now, remember, we are still taking school supplies in. we'll be, Lord willing, headed up to Warm Springs to Larry and Regina McKinney's place on September 3rd, where they will be giving out school supplies. We are going to be bringing backpacks that are packed with school supplies up on the 3rd, and then they're going to have a giveaway for the kids, and I'm hoping very much to get some pictures to share with you all. So if you want to be part of that, or even after the 3rd, I mean, I'm sure we'll take some school supplies when we make the trip to the Pine Ridge, hopefully in September. And also be thinking about shoe boxes for Christmas, because it's going to creep up on us very quickly.
Kind of make a little explanation maybe about Wounded Knee. Mm-hmm. We also have Stanley Hollowhorn in the Wounded Knee community, and many of you people who know history about the Indians would know that Wounded Knee was a massacre, mm-hmm, that happened as a payback kind of for the Little Bighorn. Stanley is within eyesight very closely to the Wounded Knee Memorial, and Cecilia and that group are about 4 or 5 miles away from there, and it's really a community. It's not, mm-hmm, a town as, mm-hmm, such.
Right. Well, we're out of time. I hope you'll tune in to Hear Dad tomorrow and Monday, and then Marvin and I will be with you on Tuesday and Thursday of next week. So thank you for being a part. Thank you for considering the poor and helping this ministry. God bless you real good.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.